let's talk about the record. Now, you worked with Brendan O'Brien, and as I understand it, this kind of came about through Max Weinberg's son, who recommended Brendan to you guys.
Yeah, yeah, Jay Weinberg, he's a really good friend of ours, and he's actually playing with the E Street Band now.
Exactly.
Because his dad is not feeling well or something like that.
No, his dad's got to do the Conan gig, so Jay's got to take over for a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't really know what the facts are, but I just know that that Jay's playing with him now, so I'm really proud of Jay. Jay's such a sweet kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been there since the beginning, you know, and like, he's just a really big fan. And then he introduced me to his dad, and me and his dad were really into horror movies. So me and Max hit it off really well, like really fast about horror movies. We're just pretty much
talk about
Creature from the Black Lagoon all the time.
And
made me and Max really tight. And then, you know, I don't know, we just became friends. It was like kind of instant magnetism. And then I guess Max was like, man, you got to get this band on our show, Mastodon. And I guess Conan was like, okay, I don't know. I don't really know how it happens.
So wait, so you sit around and watch horror movies with Max Weinberg?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's really into it, and so am I. I mean, we're super into it. I mean, you should see my house. It's like, you know, horror movie memorabilia station. That's always his house. It's always good to have that in common with somebody.
So other than the recommendation, what made you decide to go with Brendan O'Brien?
He is also here in Atlanta, and we're here in Atlanta. And then we met him, and we had a really good, got along really well. We had good charisma together. He was just kind of seemed like one of us, kind of fast and witty, you know. So I don't know. We really got along well, and then he plays guitar really awesome. He's really good on guitar, and he's really good on keyboards, and he's just super talented and super funny and awesome and. And we want to work with people that are more like us as people, you know what I mean? We love working with Matt Bayless, but he's nothing like us as a person.
Right.
So that was cool, you know, that way we really got a lot done a lot faster when you're really more like-minded. You just think the same way. And every time, you know, Brendan would say something, I was like, I was thinking the same thing, you know what I mean?
Now, traditionally, when I think of Brendan O'Brien, I think of really tight records, tight songs, that kind of thing. He's kind of the last guy that I would think of that would work with a band that would have these epic songs. How did he work with
you guys? Well, we liked that about him, too. We liked the fact that he was not up our... He loved the challenge of working with a metal band that he's never worked... Well, he's never... He loved the challenge of working with a band that was so heavy that he's never worked with a band that heavy before.
Right.
And we love the challenge of working with someone that's only worked with, like, basically pop stars.
Yeah.
Brendan's extensive collection of vintage gear, that, you know, that was a big part of us saying, yes, let's work with this guy.
Although he has done King's X, I was about to say.
King's X, yeah, he's done King's X, but King's X is nowhere near as heavy as Mastodon.
No, you guys are heavier. Now tell me what it was like going into Brendan O'Brien's toy room, as it were, his amp collection, his guitar collection. What did you go for?
I went for a lot of the Fender combo amps, a lot of the smaller Fender combo amps, and then I went for a lot of the older JMP Plexi Marshall heads. He's got so many cool amps and guitars. I mean, he literally has millions of dollars worth of cool old
right.
vintage amps and cool old vintage guitars. So I went for a lot of the 12 strings and a lot of the acoustics. I'm more of an acoustic. I like acoustics a lot. Of course I like the electric guitar, but I'm more, if I was going to choose to play guitar, I would choose to play acoustically. So, you know, and a lot of the stuff I write is very geared towards the acoustic guitar. Yeah, I just tried to dig in there and I wanted to play everything he had, but it would take me years to do that.
He has so many guitars, Tellys, Strats, Flying Vs.
You can't even really name them all. I mean, he's got pretty much the perfect guitar collection. One day, I'll get there one day.
But now, there's one song on the record called The Czar. It sounds like you're playing an Ebo.
I am playing an Ebo on a 12-string.
Okay, on a 12-string.
Yep.
Was that a suggestion from Brian, or did you come up...
Did
you come up with that yourself?
That was just my idea. Brendan would do stuff like this. He would be like, just sit in this room and play guitar for me, okay? And I was like, what do you want me to play? He's like, just play anything. I don't care what you play. Just, I'll be back. I got to go meet my daughter for lunch. Just sit in this room and play guitar for me, okay? I'm gonna run this DAT tape, and I'm going to record everything you do. So he would put me in a room for hours, and I'd just be in that room playing guitar. And then out of that, he would take some of the excerpts of that and kind of manipulate it and turn some of it backwards. And that's where he came up with a lot of that airy, like psychedelic, really, you know, ethereal type of guitar sound was through me just kind of spacing out, stoned up in a room, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Each Mastodon album has focused on kind of a specific element: fire, water, earth. Oh, there goes a siren in your background.
Yeah, I live in Atlanta, and danger around every corner.
There you go. On all your albums, you kind of deal with a specific element.
Yeah, we have so far, but we've already we've tapped our resource on that. We just did our fifth element, so I think we're going to move on to something else now.
In the best way possible, can you explain? And I know this might be hard because it's pretty out there, the storyline behind Crack the Sky.
Oh, it's not hard for me to explain it, but might be hard for you to understand it. it kind of starts out with a paraplegic boy who has outer body experience and starts to astro travel, and he has a golden umbilical cord that binds him to the earth, and he flies too close to the sun, and it burns the golden umbilical cord off of his solar plex, and then he drifts off into the astral world and ends up in the in a cult and in the center of the Callistes in Tsaristic Russia, and there's a divination saves him, like they take him away from there, and he ends up in Rasputin's body, and Rasputin has to take him back to his paraplegic body in order for him to survive and not die in his sleep. So Rasputin's like the martyr. So in order for Rasputin to take him back to his body, Rasputin has to die. So finally gets him back to his body, and when he wakes up, he's not a paraplegic anymore.
Wow. Well,
that's pretty crazy.
That's quite a story.
Yeah. I could have made it longer, but that's the condensed version.
You're definitely smoking weed when you're writing this, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I've been smoking weed since I was a kid. You know, what I mean, I don't see myself. I smoked some weed the other day that was so good that I almost quit smoking weed. But that's about the only. I did actually quit smoking weed for like a week. It was so good. The weed just destroyed my brain, and I had to like go home and lay down. Yeah, I mean, in a lot of this stuff also is not, you know, weed induced. A lot of this stuff is induced by our dreams that we'll have. And we have such bizarre dreams that I make, you know, me and Braun have such bizarre dreams that we'll make them into songs. We'll make the dreams of our, we'll make the lyrics out of the dreams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Are you like
the other day I had a dream that we were smoking a pig and we rolled the pig like a big joint. And then we, after the pig was roasted and we poured like acid and ecstasy and karate and kung fu all into the marinade of the pig, and then smoked the pig overnight and came back the next day and ate the pig, and then we all fought in karate battles. I mean, you know what I mean? Like you can't make stuff up like that. You have to dream stuff up like that.
No, you can't. Dude, are you like taking a shower while we're talking?
I'm driving down the road in my 1969 Ford pickup truck on the way to band practice, and it's raining like a monsoon.
Oh, okay.
It's a tarantula downpour.
Holy cow. Well, I give you points for effort there, man.
Oh, yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Like so, I said, it's better than flaming houses.
What's interesting is, you know, you guys are a southern rock band, but you're not a southern rock band. There has not been a southern rock band like you guys.
Well, they just say that because I'm from Alabama and Troy's from Atlanta, and we play in a rock band, you know. But Bill and Troy are from wintry, you know, Rochester, man. They're from the Iceland. Yeah, you know, I mean, we're half and half, you know. We combine forces with the North to make the Mastodon.
Are there any instruments or pieces of gear that Brendan O'Brien introduced you to that you're going to be taking out on tour with you?
Nuh-uh. I'm just going to be playing my Marshall stacks, you know, and I'll play through Fender twin reverbs with Marshall stacks now to give it more of a clean texture instead of such a distorted sound. And I play through 215s now instead of all 12s. I have 215s with, let's see, the 20-something 12-inch speakers. I got a wall. I have a wall, a big wall of amps now, you know what I mean? Before, I was just using half stacks because we only had room for half stacks. But now that the Mastodon machine is getting larger, it allows the stage to become larger, which allows me to have more amps on the stage. That's about the only thing I've changed.
So
I wanted it that way in the first place.
One song that sticks out on the record is Quintessence, which sounds like pretty much kind of like a party song in a way.
Yeah, man, it was party. I was sitting around playing my guitar and wrote it. You know, I don't know. I just wrote it. I don't know what brings these things about. You know, I just know that I filter them through the universe somehow. The song comes and visits me because I play guitar all the time. And if you're playing guitar and you're spending a lot of time with the guitar, then something is bound to happen. I play guitar to impress not only other people, but to also impress myself, you know?
Right.
That's how a lot of that stuff comes about. You know, if I think it's difficult to play and I'm writing it, then that's a good sign for me.
You're going to be going out on tour with Metallica soon.
Yeah.
Have you ever played with them before?
Yeah, this will be our second time to tour with them. We did a European tour with them in 2007, which was really amazing. And we had a good time, met the Metallica guys. They were super, 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 super nice to us. And we became friends with them. So, you know, me and Kirk talk all the time on the phone. And, you know, like, they're just super cool dudes that play in the world's biggest metal band. They obviously have good taste, though. I mean, I think they take really good bands out.
So, last question. If Dave Grohl ever challenges you to another drinking contest, what are you going to do?
He already did. Me and him have the same birthday, and me and him had another drinking contest on our birthday at the Medieval Times in Anaheim, California, and I beat him.
No way. You were at Medieval Times with Dave Grohl?
Yeah, Dave Grohl, John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, Jack Black, Queens of Stone Age, Alice in Chains, Corrosion of Conformity, Tool. We were all hanging out on my birthday and Dave's birthday. We had a little birthday shindig at Medieval Times. It was awesome.
All at Medieval Times? So you're like watching people joust and stuff?
Yeah, man. I've never been there before. I really had a good time.
Oh, my God.
Super fun.
Well, good times there, man. Hey, thank you very much for spending some time with me.
Well, thank you for giving a shit. You know, thanks for wanting to talk to me.
This is Joe Basso for Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I've been speaking with Brent Hines from Mastodon. Brent, thank you.
Yeah.
Brent, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and be safe and continue to enjoy the album.
Drive safely there in the rain.
All right, man, bye.
All right, take care.